Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am a talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I personally have a strong desire to effect real change, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of soundbites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that gets delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Now, today's show we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about healthy living. Now, wellness is a dynamic state of physical, emotional, spiritual, and social well-being that can be achieved even in the presence of a chronic illness or disability. And we're going to talk about healthy living, but we're going to talk about healthy living with MS. You know, for a person living with MS, the road to wellness involves more than the treatment of the disease. Equally important are health promotion and prevention strategies, satisfying personal relationships, a strong support network, fulfilling work and leisure activities, and a meaningful place in the community, and adequate attention to one's inner self. The diagnosis of MS is not an easy one to receive, but with a strong mindset and inner peace, a long, full, and joyous life can be had. Joining me today on this very powerful show will be Peter Kramer and some other guests. Now, while Peter lost his mom to MS 4 years ago, she never stopped living life, and we're going to hear stories about Peter's mom, and Peter is helping to win the fight against MS. So what I'd like to do is welcome Peter Kramer to Nothing But Good News Radio.
What's up, Candy G? How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, come on, with the greatest of all time, Candy G, come on. I'm very excited to be on your show.
Okay. Keep. Don't stop now. Peter, don't stop now. I'm teasing. You know, you are so much fun. We met at a delightful charity event in October, and I was very impressed with your energy and your zeal for life and the way that you love to speak about your moms. What I'd like you to do is tell the listening audience a little bit about you, who you are, and then I want to hear a little bit about your mom.
Well, Candy, I'm like you met me in a couple of months ago at Don's great charity event. I'm just a regular guy, born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, and live down here in South Florida with my lovely wife and we have a beautiful son, William, and I'm a very happy-go-lucky type of person. I feel that, you know, being nice to people and trying to help people and do anything you could to just be nice and as yourself. I mean, as we're saying, you know, what I was saying earlier about you is the truth. When I met you, the first minute we met at the party, you're just a really nice person. And I basically, what happened is my mom passed away from MS, multiple sclerosis, about 4 years ago, just over 4 years ago. And she's a wonderful, wonderful woman. I mean, a real Brooklyn type of no-nonsense person, but had the heart of, like, gold, really had the heart of gold. And we were really shocked when she passed. She was in a wheelchair. She had the worst type of MS you can have. She was been in a wheelchair for over 20 years. And
wow.
It was really, really hard. We were just beside ourselves because, you know, as a little kid, I remember her being well and upbeat and just teaching me how to ride a bike and always being there for me whenever I needed her. And she was, even when she was sick, she was not only a mother, she was like a best friend. The problem with me was, and this was definitely my thing, I was very embarrassed having a mother that had multiple sclerosis, especially in a wheelchair. Very uncomfortable about the fact that she was sick and people would ask me questions, and almost to the point where I was, you know, unapproachable about it. And it was something that I feel terrible about now. People would ask me questions. They would see my mom in pictures on a wheelchair. What's the matter with her? Oh, she hurt her ankle, or you know, was not feeling well. And in fact, when I met my wife, my wonderful wife, she didn't tell her about my mom for about a month, and just didn't want anyone to burden anyone with my problems. I'm a very private person. And she came to meet my sister. My sister was the first person she met, and she actually told my wife, she's like, well, you know, with our mom being sick, you know, it's hard. And Mickey, my wife, is like, sick? I didn't know she was sick. And even, you know, this was 8-9 years ago, I was still so ashamed. And I can't figure it out, because after she died and I started getting more involved with MS, all I can do is speak about how proud I am of her, and I'll tell anyone that wants to listen. And I love her, and I am so proud of her, and I miss her every day.
So here's a couple questions I have for you, Peter. The piece that you say that you were embarrassed, and I can understand that, you know, as a small child and growing young adult, do you think that's something that's common in the MS community?
I think with people that I've spoken to about it, some people do feel the way I do, and I think other people feel like more like my sister. My sister was always very proud of my mom, and she would tell everybody. And I also think it's an individual thing, because people that know me, it's funny. I'm, you know, like you said earlier, I'm very outgoing, and there's an energy about me and stuff. But when it comes to certain things, I'm very private, almost. When I go to a lot of networking events to try to meet people and tell them about my mission and what we do. And it's like in order for me to get going, I really have to get into a zone, because last week I went to a big networking thing at the Boca Chamber, and I know some people there. And at the end of the day, a lot of people, you know, they ended up with one or two cards, or they put their cards down, and everyone's like, wow, you have almost everyone's card. And here's the thing, I am not any better. I'm probably the most uncomfortable person about going around and going up to people if you really get to know me, but I basically get into a zone.
I don't believe you, by the way. But.
Well, you can ask certain people.
I will, but listen, what we're going to do is we're going to head off to commercial break. And when we come back, Casey Minnis, who is the Director of Operations and Communications for the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation, is going to join Peter and I in this conversation. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean, Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. Now, before we get back to our special guests, you know, you heard earlier in my bio, and I was talking about the fact that I am the originator of something called the Vision Program, which I have been putting together for 30-plus years. I know, hard to believe, and teaching for over a decade. And right now, my team and I, for the last 13 months, we've been working on a very special membership site to be able to bring you all of this information inside the Vision Program at a very, very minimal cost. We're going to launch in a few weeks, but there's a preview site that you can go take a look, and that is iVisionMyLife.com. Just go to iVisionMyLife.com and go ahead and poke around. There's some really cool stuff there. So I want to welcome to the show Casey Minnis, and she's the head of the editorial committee responsible for the MSF's Educational Materials and Nationally Acclaimed Magazine, and chair of the MS Awareness Committee, which serves to elicit awareness and understanding of this life-altering disease. She's been with the MSF for 18 years. I'd like to welcome Casey to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be with you today.
You know, really happy to have you here. You know what? Enlighten me a little bit. I'm probably pretty MS uneducated. Share a little bit about this disease with me and the listening audience.
MS is a very complex disease. It's a disease of the central nervous system. What it does is to strip away the insulation that covers the nerve fibers in the brain and spinal cord. Because this can happen anywhere in the brain and spinal cord, the symptoms vary from person to person. Some people may have trouble with mobility and wind up in a wheelchair, as Peter's mother did. Others may never have difficulty walking, but may have problems perhaps with their vision or any variety of symptoms. And that's one of the things that's so difficult about MS, is that it's different for each and every person. Each individual is going to experience a different set of symptoms from the next person with MS. That makes it very challenging to live with, very challenging to explain and for the public to understand, and certainly very challenging to treat.
How common is MS?
Well, the current estimate, the best numbers that we have, are that there are 400,000 people with MS in the United States. However, that number has not been reassessed for literally decades, and right now there's a bill before Congress urging them to create a neurological disease registry that will help us get better numbers. Some surveys and estimates have come up with numbers as much as 2 million people in the United States who potentially have this disease. So the answer is we really don't know exactly how many people, but somewhere between 400,000 and a million people in the United States is our best guess at this point in time.
What is the potential for, I'm guessing from what I've read is that it is potentially incurable. Once you have it, you just have it.
There is no cure at this time. There is hope on the horizon, and there are treatments that can help to slow the progress of the disease. And thanks to these treatments and new treatments coming down the pipeline all the time, people are able to continue to maintain some quality of life with MS these days.
As you spend your time raising awareness to this disease, what are the things that you want people to understand and know about it? Like, what is it? Here's what I want you to know, but also here's the good news. So can you share some of those points with us?
Absolutely. You know, listening to Peter speak, I think that one of the reasons why some people find it very difficult to talk about their loved one with MS is because when you go and reply to someone who asks you, why is your mom in a wheelchair, they don't understand what the answer means. When I say this person has multiple sclerosis, in a lot of people's minds, there's a very negative image of what MS is. And they may think that that means that a person is going to be in a wheelchair. They may think that it's going to shorten that person's life. And those things aren't necessarily the case. So the first message we try and get out for the benefit of those people who are newly diagnosed or who may have someone in their family that's newly diagnosed is MS is not a death sentence, nor does it necessarily mean that you are going to wind up in a wheelchair. Many people who have MS remain mobile well into their senior citizen years, and MS does not, in general, affect the length of a person's life. It can affect the quality of their life, and that is the issue that we need to get across. That is why raising funds for MS research and for MS services is so important. There are a lot of needs in the MS community. For example, individuals may need home care. They may need assistance getting devices that will allow them to continue to work and maintain their independence. So there's a lot that can be done. There's a lot of tools and treatments that are available to help. But in order to do that, we need the public to be aware of and support people with MS.
You know, Peter, I want to ask you real quick. You know, you talked a bit about how proud you were of your mom. What was it that she did and who she was that made you so proud?
She was just somebody. Her famous saying was, it could always be worse. Like, I got to see my kids grow up. I got to go to my son's wedding. I didn't have cancer and suffer that bad, even though she was suffering pretty bad. An amazing story about her, which makes her my hero. She was living in Brooklyn when me and my wife got married, and we obviously wanted her to come. We got married here in Florida, and she had a broken leg. She had broke her leg, and she didn't tell anyone about it because she knew that they wouldn't let her fly. And it just meant, family meant everything to her. And how could you not be proud of somebody like that? Just so courageous day in and day out. I have a headache, Candy, and I start complaining to my wife. Oh, I can't. She suffers.
It's a guy, Peter, it's a guy girl thing. What can I tell you?
You know me well enough. I complain. I think it's my, I don't know.
No complaining. So you're telling me she had a broken leg, got in her wheelchair, and didn't tell anyone it was broken, and they put her on the plane?
Didn't tell anyone it was broken until after the wedding. So that's in 2004. That's the kind of woman she was. Never complained.
I love her.
Yes.
That's awesome.
She was a good person.
Awesome. So, Casey, where's that bright star? Where's the hope for folks with MS that are looking at a long road of constant, whatever you want to call it, rehabilitation, recuperation?
Well, there is hope on the horizon on the medical front. There is more research into multiple sclerosis going on now than at any point in history. And in the past few years, we've seen great advances in medical treatment. We've seen some new and revolutionary approaches to looking at MS coming out of science centers. But that's a hope for the future. There's a bright spot today, which is that a person with MS can continue to live a meaningful, valuable life despite their symptoms. Just like Peter's mom, it's all in the attitude. Her attitude was that no matter what, it could be worse, and she could keep going and find the joy and the bright spots. One of the things that the foundation is doing is each year in March, we sponsor National MS Education Awareness Month, and each year we give a theme. Our theme for this coming March in 2012 is At Your Best with MS. And during the entire month, we're going to be sharing tips from people who are living with MS and from our medical advisors about how to live at your best with MS today. Whatever a person's state of their mobility is, whatever symptoms they're battling, whatever their mental and emotional challenges are, they can find ways to live better and improve their quality of life. And that's really what the foundation is here for. We are primarily a service organization. Our motto is motivating, educating, and empowering. And our goal is to provide people with MS with the services, the treatments, and the devices that they need to live at their very best right now. So we've seen it time and time again. We know that it is possible. We know that with attitude that you can have a positive, fulfilling, valuable life, making a contribution in your community no matter what state of ability you're in.
So my question is, what would you like to, what do you want to make sure that the listening audience gets today with you being here? And also, what would you like the community to help you do. So I'm saying here's an opportunity for you to say, hey, this is how you can help me.
Well, first, what I'd like the listening audience to walk away with is a little bit more knowledge about MS. I don't want people to make assumptions. We see sometimes people in the media, many people have heard about the advanced cases of MS that celebrities like Richard Pryor and Annette Funicello have had, where their disability came on very quickly and they became severely disabled. And that is true for about 10% of people with MS, but it's not true of everyone. So, you know, if the listeners could take the time to learn more about this illness and how it affects people, then the next time that someone says, I have MS, they'll be able to understand enough to ask, what does that mean for you? How does MS affect you? And give that person the support and encouragement that they need. And how the community can help us is to get involved with the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation. The foundation is headquartered here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We are a nationwide organization offering services to people with MS. We always have a need for volunteers, both for our fundraising events and for working in our office with our programs. There are a lot of ways that you can be involved. You can find out more about that on our website or on our Facebook page, or you can call the foundation at 888-MS-FOCUS. Any skills that you have that you'd like to put to use helping the MS community will find a way for you to contribute.
You know, Casey, we so appreciate you coming on and sharing this information with us today, and we certainly hope that that folks are listening, and that that website's www.msfocus.org. You can email Casey, K-A-S-E-Y, at msfocus.org, and get involved. This is a great, great organization to get involved with. So I want to thank you very much for being with us. We're going to say goodbye to you here because we're going to head off to another commercial break right now. And we're going to come back with another guest shortly. So thank you, Casey. I appreciate you being here. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers scheduled all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. We're having quite a conversation today about those afflicted with MS. Now, before we get back to our conversation, I want to give you a save the date. I want you to save the date. That will be February 9th. February 9th at the Cinema Paradiso, because my listening audience, you know, I was in a movie last year that came out. It was called The Journey with Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Dr. Joe Rubino, Donna Melinda Boyer, plus an exciting cast member, you know, really exciting cast. And that was released in December of last year. Well, for the past year, I have been currently working on filming, producing, and in front of the camera with the sequel, Embrace the Journey. And Embrace the Journey, we will have a South Florida premiere. A South Florida premiere, and that would be February 9th at Cinema Paradiso. So save the date. You'll hear more about it. It will. All the festivities will start at 6 o'clock. We've got some great folks coming into town for the premiere, so stay tuned for more information. And if you'd like to get more info, stay right up on top of when the info comes out. You can go to embracethejourney.net and sign up for on the email mailing list, and you'll see all of the updates as it comes. So we have another guest that is joining us, and who also is joining us is Lauren Parrott, and she is 27 years old and was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. She's been on television since the age of 10, and it was always her passion, and she thought that she was going to find a new passion. She was going to have to find a new passion when she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2002. Fortunately, she's able to graduate from Michigan State University, work in TV in college, and despite her MS, has stayed positive and tried her best to help others stay positive while living with MS. So what we're going to do is bring Lauren on, and we're going to talk to somebody who has MS, and help illuminate us on what it's like to live with this and those ways that you can live a happy, positive, fulfilling life. So, Lauren, welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on. This is a thrilling experience.
Well, you know, it's so exciting to have you here because I'm ashamed to say I don't know much about MS, and I'm really getting educated today. And I think that when somebody hears that somebody has MS, it's kind of like, that's it, life is over, and I don't want to talk to this person, and what is this person thinking, and what's going on? But I got a whole feeling that you're going to illuminate me to the magic of what's going on with you. So share a little bit about your story.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, when I was diagnosed, I had no idea what MS was either. So it was just as shocking for me as I think most people. But if you saw me, you wouldn't think right away that I have a problem. But if you spent a lot of time with me, you would see that I trip a lot. I bump into walls, and there's definitely a problem. But, you know, a friend of mine who also has MS, he was in a wheelchair, and then he was on crutches, and he said, I would rather have people ask me what the problem is than have people stare. He said, because it's awkward. And I've been there, too. I had a relapse in 2007, and I didn't know what that was going to be like either, and I was shaking and everything. These weird things were happening to me, and people would just stare at me, and I would have liked people to just say, are you okay, or what's the problem, because I am more than willing to talk about it, and chances are most everyone else is too. So I know that people are willing to talk about it. It's just one of those things that it happened. I was diagnosed. I have it. But I try to make the best of it. And when difficult things happen or I have a challenge, I work through it.
You know, and that's such a great, wonderful attitude to have. Do you find many folks, do you know many folks that have MS?
I do. I didn't in the beginning, but now I know several people that have MS.
And do you find they have the same type of attitude?
You know, well, a lot of the people who I talk to the majority of the time have a positive attitude, and I specifically do not talk to people that don't have a positive attitude. And whether you have MS or you don't, if you're negative, I don't need that in my life because I try to stay as positive as possible. So I try to keep negativity away. I mean, some people with MS are more unfortunate than I am, and I feel bad because they are more pessimistic. about their condition and about the disease, and I understand that, but at the same time, I don't want them bringing me down. I try to find the positives in everything. Even when I couldn't walk, I would laugh. You know, I mean, maybe not at that exact moment, but there were times where I had to laugh because if I didn't laugh, I would cry. So I have a, you know, a lot of my friends try the same thing. They try to stay positive and just do the best they can do because, you know, we didn't cause our MS. It just happened. And so we all, at least, like I said, the people who I talk to, we try to make the best of it.
Do you think because of the fact that you have a better attitude that your symptoms are better? Do you think
Absolutely.
You do better with
it? I have no doubt. I have no doubt that that's the case because I have been depressed before. I was on antidepressants and I was incredibly depressed and my MS was worse. And so I've been on both ends of the spectrum, and I know what it's like to be negative, and I also know how badly that affects my body. So I believe that staying positive, I think it's mind over matter. I think anybody, whether you have a disease or not, I think anybody can convince themselves to do whatever they want. Right now, my focus is trying not to eat too much food over the holidays, so I can convince myself that eating all this, like someone just gave a bunch of popcorn at my office, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's very nice, but I have to convince myself not to eat it because my pants won't fit tomorrow. So it's like that, I think, in every aspect of life. And when you have a disease, yes, it's definitely more challenging. But you can, I think, at least for me, I know I can convince myself that I can do things, and I'll try my best. And if I can't, that's okay, but I always try.
You know, Lauren, I think whether you have MS or you don't, you've got very wise, wonderful words. I think folks that are negative are going to have bigger issues, whether you have a disease or an affliction or anything. And so I agree with you. I don't like to be around folks that are negative either. What is it that you want folks to know about you as a person with MS?
Oh, boy. What do I want people to know about me as a person with MS? I think that I just want people to know that that it's just a part of me, but it's not all of me. A friend of mine that has MS said one time, she said an analogy that I thought was great, and she said, my MS is always on the stove, but I keep it on the back burner because the more important things in my life always are on the front burner. So that's kind of, she said that to me a long time ago, and that's kind of how I look at it. And I yes, I do have MS. There's not a cure, so I know I'll have it for a while. But I try to keep it as insignificant as possible because there are many other things that I'm trying to do in my life. I have a job. I feel blessed. I have a job. I'm in grad school. I do several things that take priority. So my MS, really, I try to keep it, you know, it's something that I don't think about. It is on the back burner. It is not as important as other things in my life. So I hope that answered your question. I kind of went on a tangent.
I like your tangents. You know, Peter, I want to draw you into this conversation. Do you know, Peter, do you and Lauren know each other?
Yes, we know each other. We actually have never met in person, but Lauren reminds me of a younger version of my mom. That's kind of how I find my mom to be, and I agree with her about, you know, the positivity, and that's what our focus basically is with, you know, doing events with me and my dad and my family and trying to get, you know, as much exposure in a positive light to MS. And Lauren, you're the greatest ever. You just, you know, you're such a good person. And, you know, she's, you know, I actually watched Lauren on YouTube when I got into helping my mom out with the MS, and she was one of the people that come on. She has her own YouTube channel where she talked a lot about MS and actually opened my eyes. I didn't know a lot of stuff. And she is, I don't know what to say. She's tremendous, a tremendous person. And there will be a cure for MS.
Peter, that is so kind of you to say, and I really think that what you do is honorable. I think that having the events and focusing on positivity is so helpful for people that are around your community. I just think that's wonderful.
Thank you. That's what we want to do. We want to get as many events as possible. I want you to come one day, Lauren.
I would love to, Peter.
This is my dream. Candy G, you're part of this dream, too. Because me and my dad and my wife, who's really the backbone of my whole life and my whole family is my wife, we want to do events. And my dream is, because we started doing comedy shows. We started doing, like, almost open mics and with local comedians. And we ended up getting Tony Rock, who's Chris Rock's brother. And my idol happens to be Chris Rock in comedy. And I want to do a show with Chris Rock headlining Candy G, the MC, and Lauren Parrott in honor of the great Lauren Parrott. That would be my thing because you guys are – Lauren was the first person when you asked me to be on the show, Candy, or however I got on. Lauren was the first person I really wanted to come on with me because it's great to have organization in the MS Foundation and the MS Society. They're both wonderful, wonderful organizations. But I really wanted somebody who has it, MS, who deals with it. And I've watched a lot of Lauren's things. And I can just imagine, what she goes through. And like my mom, it's the attitude. I don't care what anyone says. And like Lauren said a few minutes ago, attitude is everything. Everything. Yeah. And
Lauren, have you considered what an incredible messenger of hope you are for folks out there because of the fact that you'll put yourself on YouTube and you'll share what's going on and you'll say, here, I'm here. This is me. This is Lauren. I have MS. It's not the whole piece of me, but there's a piece of me and there's hope for you out there. Have you considered what that really means on the grander scale? And I really have to applaud you in a big way.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate both of you saying such nice things. I'll be completely honest with you. I told my mother when I was having my relapse, I said, after my relapse is over, I'm going to make a video on YouTube and show people what a relapse is, tell people what happened. And she said, no, Lauren, show them what is happening.
Oh, and she's awesome, too. You know, Lauren, we're heading up onto a break, and I've got another guest right after this break, but I so appreciate you being here. Will you stay in touch with me so I know how you're doing?
Absolutely.
Awesome. I'm going to thank you for being with us today. Really,
I really appreciate you
being here. Thank you. Hey, this is Candy G, and we'll be right back.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Candy G.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. And I got to tell you, it really is a whole lot of good news today. We're talking about living with MS and really how happy and fulfilling it could be. And who's spearheading the show today is Peter Kramer. And Peter's mother died of MS. She died 4 years ago, Peter?
Yeah, November 4th of 2007. She passed from a complication of multiple sclerosis. And I really feel, because of her, this was sort of like her gift to me. It's like I miss her, as I've said, every day. I don't think there's a day I don't think of her. And I hope she's proud of me because, as I said probably a million times today, I'm very proud of her. And what I really also want to get out of this is that I plan on, for the rest of my life, continuing doing events and working with MS until we could find a cure. I mean, as you can see, New York Jewish guy, I pretty much don't shut up. So I'll get in one way or another. We'll get in somebody's ear.
When are we going to do this event with Chris Rock and his brother? Because I'm in. I'm just letting
right
you know.
Now.
Okay.
I also just quickly want to just thank the Improv Comedy Club, because I know, you know, it's funny how people talk about, like, big businesses and how they're not really don't care. The Improv helped sponsored two of my events, the one with Tony Rock, which was in July, and my good friend Rosie Hilton, who's the coordinator there, and Renee Hart, who's one of the partners. They're just wonderful people. They help people with these events. I mean, dealing with them, I felt like they were just like, I met them just doing my event last time. They became family. They keep in touch with me, and everyone should go to any of the Improvs in South Florida or anywhere over the world, because they really do care, and it just it kind of puts it a tear to my eye. And like I said, I want to do a million type of events. And Candy, I notice this is impromptu. My dad? You remember my dad, Arnie?
Sure.
He wants to say hello to you. Hold on.
I want to say hello to Arnie.
Yeah, you know him well. Hold on.
Hi, Candy.
Hey, Arnie, call your friends and let them know you've just come on the air.
I tell you, they're all on the air right now. Listen, that's why I put me on the air. Of course I did.
Arnie, how are you?
I'm so impressed about you. I just told you my name. An hour later, you remember my name?
See, there you go.
I remember that, and Peter, too. How's your husband, by the way?
He's all good. Hey, look, we're visiting now, everybody. Just hang here with Arnie and I, because, you know, this is what we do. He's great. Thank you very much. We're getting ready for a wonderful holiday weekend with as many of our kids as we can get our hands on. That's our plan.
Because we mentioned he's going to give us, I know, a hand in, you know, in doing some things.
He's very happy to do that. And
yeah,
I will remind him, and I will also let him know that you said it on the air, and so now it's set in stone.
Listen, you have a great day.
Thank you, Arnie. I appreciate you.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Yeah, he just wanted to say hello. He's a big fan of yours, as I am. So.
Thank you. You know what? You guys are great. You guys are absolutely great together. You know, it's interesting. I've got somebody, you know, I get emails and little posts and stuff all through the show. And I've got one of our regular listeners, big shout out to our great, wonderful friend, Dana, who does a lot of great work with folks. But she talks about how she trains with someone that has MS and that what an amazing attitude she has. And then she also has another friend who is a fellow trainer that has MS. He was told he'd never walk again. Fast forward now, he walks, he works out, he travels and speaks nationally as an educator for MS. And so how amazing, I mean, really how amazing to share these stories of glory, because the truth is that getting folks to understand it does not have to be a death sentence and that there's amazing things you can do in your life. You know what? The truth is, Peter, whether it's MS or something else, that the amazing things you can do, how truly, truly amazing.
Yes, you really can. Really.
So the last segment of the show we've got for another guest, and we're going to move on to him in just a minute. But what I'd like you to do before you say goodbye to us here is share what do you want the listening audience to hear from you before you leave me today?
What I want everyone to hear from me is that awareness for multiple sclerosis is very, very important. And when you see somebody, you know, be, like, kind to anybody, because you don't know what like is wrong with them. You don't know what kind of disabilities they have. And I think people nowadays are just too into almost not even negativity, but like looking for something wrong with somebody instead of something good about somebody. And my thing in life is just help people out. And I want to, for the rest, as I mentioned early, we are going to do events for the rest of our life. And we will find a cure for MS one day. And me and my dad are looking to start our own non-for-profit that we're in the process of doing right now. It would be like in honor of my mother. And be good to everybody. And anytime you can help somebody, do it. You know, that's what I say.
You know what? And I think that's such an important lesson in life, because you really do never know what's going on with someone else. And and in turn, when you have something going on with you, how great to have that ear of understanding, or that hand of understanding. And Peter, we appreciate and love you so much. Let me know when you get this event together. I'll be there. Big hug to Arnie. And you and I will be talking soon. Thank you for being here on Nothing But Good News Radio.
You're really, the G's got to be the greatest of all time. I don't know. That's all I can say.
There you go. I've been trying to figure that G out. That's it. I'll take that one today. I receive that. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for bringing MS awareness to Nothing But Good News Radio.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye for now. Boy, you know, it's such great stuff when you really, your eyes are opened about something else. And when you see real heroes like Lauren and some of the other folks that are out there battling. battling an issue with a disease. You know, our next guest, it looks like we may have a little bit of technical difficulty with our next guest, and I may not have him on the air, but what I am going to do is tell you a little bit about who he is and share with you how you can see him. So Randy, who is scheduled to be here, Randy Burnson, he's a composer, producer, and performer, and he's played to audiences all over the U.S., Europe, and Asia, and he brings with him an exciting sound and a musical message uniquely developed in South Florida. Now, he's done so many recordings. There's so much that he's done. He's played with Herbie Hancock, Marcus Miller. He spent 2 years with Weather Report maestro Joe Zawinul. I don't even know how to say it, but developing his guitar, synth technique, and composition skills. Now, Randy returns stateside this December after performances in Tokyo with Jaco Pastorius Big Band, a week in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, leading two guitar masterclasses plus concerts, several film recording soundtracks in southern India, and we're very happy to say that December 22nd, he will be giving us a live performance at Cinema Paradiso. So exciting. We're going to talk a little more about this performance at Cinema Paradiso, but we're going to head off to our last commercial break. And this is Nothing But Good News Radio. Candy G here. We'll be right back.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free codes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and I will tell you, I was thoroughly awakened as to some of the issues with MS and some real heroes that are out there. And so we're going to be rooting for them and doing whatever we can do as a community to help those folks in a big way. What I want to do is I want to share with you on December 21st in 2 days, Jesus Hidalgo. And if you listened to the show last week, Jesus was on here and we listened to one of his songs. Unbelievable, absolutely amazing. And he's part of the Pachamama Project Foundation, and he is going to have a multimedia project, a concert at Cinema Paradiso on Wednesday. Now, this is all part of a project that proposes a parallel relationship between the minutiae of everyday life and a path that connects us to the heart of Mother Earth. The songs demonstrate a solid influence rooted in ancestral, classical, and pop genres, and contain a powerful philosophical message designed to raise consciousness in order to promote societal concern for the protection and preservation of the planet's natural resources, along with its flora and fauna, as well as the ancient wisdom of Amazonian indigenous tribes that celebrate internal wisdom, love, life, and the possibility of a better world. Such an amazing, amazing musician. And as I said, he was on the show last week, and go into the archives, CandyG.com, CandeeG.com, and go ahead and hear his interview. The music is absolutely amazing. And that is going to be this Wednesday in 2 days at Cinema Paradiso. And that address is 503 Southeast 6th Street in Fort Lauderdale. That's 503 Southeast 6th Street. And we love Cinema Paradiso. As a matter of fact, that is where we will be having the premiere for Embrace the Journey, the movie that I helped to co-produce. And that will be on February 9th. So mark your calendar. And I'm telling you, we're doing some great, great, great events at Cinema Paradiso. Hopefully we get Randy come back to talk to you for a minute. Actually, the truth is, Randy was, we happened to catch him for this interview while he was traveling. And so we know he travels a lot for his music. And he was going through security, and the TSA made him kill his phone, turn off his phone. So hopefully he gets all the way through security, and he'll come back on to say hello. But you heard me talk about Randy, composer, producer, performer. He's an absolute jazz legend, and he is going to be at the Cinema Paradiso. And that is going to be on Thursday, December 22nd, this week. Randy's going to be there. And he's going to perform his third concert at Cinema Paradiso, celebrating his latest CD release. And it's going to be an amazing concert. And so whether we get Randy out here or not, get him back here or not to say hello, it's a concert you're not going to want to miss. He is absolutely an extraordinary musician. And we'll let you know again before the show ends that exactly where you can go, where you can get those tickets. And it's absolutely going to be incredible. You know, when you do live radio, some things show up all the time. You never know what's going to happen, like the TSA got in our way today. And so one of the things that I said was to one of my producers who's sitting here in the studio with me, and her name is Arlie Frachel, and we love Arlie. And I said, you know, Arlie, if Randy doesn't come on, I'm just going to have to bring you on the air. And so, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get, because Arlie helps me put the show together. And if you love Nothing But Good News Radio, you have to love Arlie, because she helps me do what I do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Arlie on just to say hello to you.
Hello.
That might not be all that you get. I promise you, I'm gonna get her to say more on the air. Hey, Arlie, you know, when we had Peter and Lauren and Casey on the show talking about MS, and especially Lauren and especially Peter talking about his mom, what an incredibly positive attitude. Doesn't it make you just feel like you could do anything? If these folks can step out and say I can do anything, then, you know, what do I have to worry about? I can really step out and do anything I want in my life.
Oh, no, of course, for sure. It really gives people hope. You know, if they've been diagnosed, you know, it gives them hope to, like, hey, maybe that could be me. You know, it just doesn't have to be the end-all be-all.
And, you know, I was thinking, listening to what they were, you know, talking about, and when Lauren was saying, hey, I just don't like being around people that are negative. I don't feel as good when I'm around people that are negative. And wouldn't you agree that that is really the case, whether you've got MS or not, and that when people are negative, you just don't feel as good?
Oh, that is so true. Like, I always try to get myself away from all the negativity and all the negative people, all the Debbie Downers, and try to just surround myself with positive people like you.
We do a lot of that, pumping each other up and keeping us going. Arlie helps me do a lot of things, and she's really going to shoot me for making her talk on the air today. But you would have to agree with me that I think she's doing a pretty good job. You know, Arlie, I want to ask you, you've been around for a while and you've heard a lot of shows and you see a lot of the things that we do here on Nothing But Good News Radio. What is one thing that you love the most about what we do here?
I think the most important is that all you talk about is good news. There's so much negative news out there that you just really need, you know, you need to hear the good stuff. It's very important to people on a day-to-day basis just to hear the good stuff and not hear all the negative news. Yeah, there's negative stuff happening in the world, but sometimes you don't want to hear it, and you need to hear the good stuff, and that's what you provide, and that's important.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. You know what I know to be true is it is important. It's important to really, really, really hear the good stuff. This is what I know to be true. When you stay focused on the good things happen. And that's the truth. If you want to be able to plug into some ways, I'm constantly finding ways to share information so that folks can stay plugged into the good stuff. If you go onto Facebook and you become my friend or you become a fan, I have a Nothing But Good News fan page, and I have a Candy G fan page, and I have an I Vision My Life fan page, and I have a Candy G friend page. If you go on, you'll notice all day long I'm making posts all day long on Facebook or having them set up to go out because I want you to hear the good stuff. It's not to just get me out there. It's I want you to hear the good stuff. It's the reason I do this radio show. It is the reason that I publish the magazine. It's the reason I do the movies. It's the impetus behind every single thing that I do. So I'd encourage you to go to the website, candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. Follow me on some of these social networking sites, Twitter or Facebook, and go check out I Vision My Life, ivisionmylife.com. It has got so much information. It's amazing. Arlie, I love you for getting on the air with me today. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
And you know what I want you to do? Just get on out there and live life like you mean it. This is Candy G. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.